Tes, Sif Aleph. Oyser Tsoyas Odom Me'achoyev. Somebody was then davening, and there was excrement of a human being behind him. So Lahachik Dalad Amas Mimokum Shikolarech. He has to go 4 Amas away from it, but not only away from it, away from the area which you could still smell it. The halacha brings it that he's in hold of this dindoraisi. Halachic tzora is not only the tzora itself, but the reyach, indeed, 4 amas from there. Bafilo imyesh lo yichoylo she'enim ariyach, tzorach lahavik dalemus nemochum shekila reyach, lemishim ariyach. Even a person has some problem with his nose, cannot smell, it doesn't help. Because the issue over here is ho yimachanecha kodosh, you should be in an area which is fitting for kedusha. And that is by the way a person who would smell could smell it, that's a problem. That is, if it's to the side or to the back of the person. If the tzoy is in front of him, as long as he can see it, even if it's more than av amis, it also is a problem. This we learn from Lo-Yireh B'chol Erez Dover, which Pash is going on seeing an Erev. But you're showing him learn out from here, and it's also going back on the Pasuk of Machanecha Kodesh. It's also considered in your domain if you can see it. Though, there's a chiluk that, when the summary showing him, this is as long as to speak the Torah, to think the Torah is permitted. But the Maaseh Bishop Bruce says that, according to the Rosh, it should also possibly be also. So the bottom line is, if a person can see excrement and it's exposed, then he's not even allowed to think in the Torah. And also, this also applies to Fila Balayla. This even at night. It's a bigger chiddush because if the only thing that connects it to me is the fact that I can see it, and now I can't see it, why should it be connected to me? But the Maisa, he says that's the case. Because since it's something I could see, if I would be able to see, or if it would be daytime, that's enough. And the Ramah continues, Oshu Sumler, also if he's blind, the same halacha. He has to make a cheshbon if he would be able to see, can he see it? Someone tells him that, you know, I can see this thing over here, it will be also for the Summa to say Krishna facing that. So even if it's at night, or Summa Shayna Raya Isa, Tzorach Lahachigan, Mokum Shayna Yochli Raz Beyoim. You have to be machik to a point that you wouldn't be able to see it in the daytime. He's on the side of it, so as long as it's more than 4 amas away from it, from the smell, is good enough, because here he's not looking at it, it's to the side or to the back. And Mok continues. Shliach Siva Hamispalel B'tzoyi B'Basic Knesses. The Chazan is davening in the back of the shul with some excrement of advices she mispalel shom. Afiu la'achav b'chol habayis tzoch lishtor. If it's anywhere in the house, he's still in that room. He has to stop his chazos hashas. Achi seino mi'achav shemoytzei ramidei chavasi. He's being moytzei people b'choyva, and since they have excrement next to them, they won't be able to yet be yitzit. So mimele, you have to remove the excrement before it continues with his tefillas hashatz. Mishnah Berurah says, even though nowadays people are not yitzit with the chazaras hashatz, they daven their own Shemoneh Esrei, but since we have to answer Amin after its brachas, also you cannot have tzoya next to you when you're answering Amin on his brachas. The Mishnah Berurah does say, though, that if he's not being moitzit the tzibur, he's holding by tzipsuki de zimra and the like, then he can't continue as long as there's no tzoya in his domain. So once again, since he is, when he's saying Chazor Sashas and Mokadish and people are answering Amen on his tefillah, he has to stop till the excrement is taken out from the room. If there's tzoya in the room, there's somebody from the tzibur next to it. The Maisa, if it's a big room and the tzoya is only in the back and nobody's next to it, then it would be permitted for him to continue.